Hello. Thanks for being with us. Welcome back to Part 9 of Revelation's Synopsis of End Time Events. Last week, in Part 8, I spoke concerning the three images which the Bible uses to represent Satan's overall plan of attack. The first image was the image in the form of a man which King Nebuchadnezzar dreamed of. The second image was the image of gold which King Nebuchadnezzar made, and to which he tried to make Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego bow down. The third image I included last week was the image of the beast referred to in Revelation 13. And if you listened to last week's program, you may remember that I referred to the golden image of Nebuchadnezzar as the forerunner of our current image of the beast, or, in other words, the symbolic representation of it. The third image, the image of the beast, is Satan's end-time weapon with which he actually overcomes all kinds of people on earth, including many of those who are Christians. And yes, I can imagine your natural reaction to me saying that Satan will overcome the saints, but that's exactly what the Bible says. In Revelation 13:7, it says, "And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations." You see, the Bible actually says that the first beast of Revelation 13 is given the power to overcome the saints. This means that the saints of God are at risk of being deceived. However, deception only comes upon a person successfully and causes the destruction of their soul when they do not truly love God in the first place. 2 Thessalonians 2:10 through 12 tells us that the deception comes to those who did not have a love for the truth of God, but who had pleasure in the unrighteousness of this world. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion to cause them to believe Satan's lies. So, there are two specific points to recognize in Revelation 13 about the first beast. The deception of the first beast is great enough to deceive even Christians, for he is given great power and ruling authority by the dragon. And we know from many verses, including Revelation 12:9 and Revelation 20 verse 2, that the dragon is also the devil and Satan, as well as the serpent. But the second point we should recognize is that everyone on earth is deceived to some extent. If there was a single person on earth who is not deceived, that person would be perfect. And we know that only Jesus Christ was a perfect person on earth. The deception of Satan is tremendous, and the first beast of Revelation is the spirit of Satan which inhabits the minds of the wicked and spreads his influence around the globe. The first beast works in the hearts and minds of earth's people and deceives them into believing the lies of Satan. When the lies of Satan are coupled with the temptations of the flesh, one result can be the destruction of the soul. Another result, and a lesser evil, can be the destruction of purity for a Christian. When a Christian begins to believe the lies of Satan, it is the beginning of deception, and the deception can lead to a person sinning by not realizing the sin. This is referred to in the Old Testament as a sin of error, or a sin which was not performed on purpose. It's a sin which is committed by ignorance. Sins of ignorance are overlooked by God to some degree, depending on the heart of the person. But the antidote for being led into sin is in repenting of that sin by turning away from it. When the sin is in error because of Satan's deception, we might be able to claim ignorance, but when God looks on our heart, he will be able to determine if the sin was out of true ignorance or if the sin was actually the result of our not having a true heart for the things of God in the first place. And here is a concept I would like you to consider very diligently. If your heart is lukewarm when it comes to the things of God, but you get pretty fervent about the things of this world which stimulate your flesh, then your deception does not come from ignorance, but from a lack of love for God. Make no mistake, the desire to stimulate your eyes with the glitter of gold and silver, the flaunting of your body through clothes which are chosen by you to draw attention to your looks, the fancy cars which give you a false sense of pride and power, your great love for entertainment of the mind. These are all temptations of the flesh that Satan brings to the people of earth. And these temptations draw you further and further away from Jesus Christ and closer to Satan's ultimate aim. And please consider this carefully. Satan's aim is to convince mankind that God's way is not the right way. Satan's purpose is to convince us to turn away from God and set our sights on the developments which are accomplished in this world by man's might and power. It is the same strategy now as it was in the beginning. Satan's plan started with the Tower of Babylon, and his plan continues with the current building of that same empire today. Today it's not called Babylon, but now it's called Great Babylon. And the king of Babylon is not Nebuchadnezzar of Daniel's time, but Satan himself. The great whore of Babylon is the consort of Satan, and the city itself is the habitation of the people of earth who have allowed Satan to become their king by following his ways instead of God's ways. Just as Christians are the body of Christ, and just as Christians are the inhabitants of spiritual Jerusalem, the wicked people of earth are referred to as the inhabitants of Great Babylon, and this means that the wicked are Satan's woman, Satan's queen. Great Babylon is the body of Satan on the earth, just as spiritual Jerusalem is the body of Christ on the earth. And in addition, it is important to know exactly how Satan accomplishes the task of changing the hearts of men from hearts which serve God to hearts which serve Satan. The transformation takes place in the minds of men. It is the mind of man which believes or disbelieves. If the mind of man believes all the word of God, then that man belongs to God and has made him Lord. But if the mind of man believes all the word of Satan, then that man belongs to Satan and has made him Lord. Whoever you believe becomes your God. You can't get to heaven because you live a near-perfect life. No matter how good you try to be, salvation will not come as a result of your goodness. Salvation only comes by believing the word of God. As Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him as righteousness, so are we also saved by believing. But Satan has no intention of letting people believe that God is right in all his ways. He wants to convince mankind that God is not right in all his ways. And in addition, Satan wants to convince mankind that he himself is the right way to think and act. This is why the current image of the beast was formed by the people of earth. Satan has brought this about in order to make the final assault on the true and right ways of God. He is making a very great end-time effort to change the mind of man over from the concepts of the right ways of God to the lying concepts of Satan. The image of the beast is his greatest tool for this purpose. The television and movies and other forms of animation which also provide speech is Satan's image. It accurately describes Satan's nature of evilness. Other forms of Satan's doctrine are also in great evidence, such as magazine books and newspapers. But the images we see every day, which also include the technological invention of synthetic speech, are the greatest tools of Satan for all time. In order for Satan to set aside the right ways of God, he must change the mind of man into thinking other ways, which are contrary to God. The TV and movies provide programs of all kinds, which continually present aspects which are contrary to the glory of God. Little by little, the mindset of earth's people are changed. Little by little, the way of righteousness is eroded. Little by little, people begin to lose sight of God and lose the understanding of his word. Little by little, Satan's ways are manifested more and more in the world, and at this present time, all the earth is moving toward a common mindset which rejects the values of God and accepts the values of this present day evil satanic system. This very diabolic plan of Satan is unfolding right before our eyes. However, few people, including Christians, can see it at this time. The mind of the world is being changed by the brainwashing of moving and speaking images which portray wicked concepts instead of displaying the glory of God and His Word. This is a threat to the ultimate destruction of our souls and an ultimate destruction to earth itself. Those who are deceived by this image of the beast are being pulled further and further into the city of Great Babylon. But once again, I want to remind you that God is calling His people out of Babylon. Revelation 18:4 says, "And I heard another voice from heaven saying, 'Come out of her, my people, so that you will not be partakers of her sins, and that you will not receive of her plagues.'" Notice that this is not a call for the wicked to repent, but a call to God's people. If you consider yourself to be one of God's children, then you must also ask yourself why God would be calling to His own children to come out of Great Babylon. If He's calling to His children, and if you're one of those children, you must ask yourself the question, am I one of those who is in Great Babylon and don't know it? The answer to whether you are in Great Babylon, the city and whore of Satan, or in the city of Jerusalem, the city and bride of Christ, is in your thoughts and beliefs which you hold deep within your heart. It may very well be that you are deceived much more than you think you are, but you can find out for sure if you sincerely want to know and are willing to take the time and make the effort. All you have to do is seek God with all your heart, all your mind, and all your strength. You just have to go to God with everything you have and begin to set Him in your heart as not only Savior, but as Lord. Read the Bible, study the Word of God, pray with everything that's within you, and compare the Word of God with what kind of lifestyle you're living. But you can be deceived with the rest of the world by subjecting yourself to a continual dropping of Satan's lies. If you're continually setting yourself before Satan's image and continually allowing the image to speak to you and to your family, and if you think nothing of it, then you most likely are a resident of Great Babylon, and you need to do something about it before it is too late. The second beast of Revelation 13 is the power of Satan, which is unleashed in the world. It is this second beast which comes on the scene when the hindrance to Satan is removed. As I said before, God placed the hindrance on Satan at the Tower of Babel to take away the unity of mind of the people who were working to exalt themselves in power. 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 7 and 8 refers to the time of this hindrance being removed as a time which will finally reveal Satan in all his evil plan. The hindrance was removed, and his evil plan is going forth without delay. Satan is being brought out into the open, but most people still cannot see him. They have scales on their eyes. If you have heard previous messages, you may well have heard me speak concerning the lies of Satan being symbolized by the seas of earth. The waters of Satan's lies will drown men in destruction. Jeremiah 5, verses 20 through 22, refers to the waters of the seas being contained by the boundary of the shores. Let me read these three verses. It says, "Declare this in the house of Jacob, and publish it in Judah, saying, 'Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and do not see, which have ears and hear not. Do you not fear me, says the Lord? Will you not tremble at my presence, who has placed the sand for the boundary of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it? And though the waves of it toss themselves, yet they cannot prevail. Though they roar, yet they cannot pass over it.'" Satan has been held within bounds for many centuries, but now the boundaries have been removed to his lies. the hindrance has been removed. The waters of Satan's sea of destruction was not previously allowed to pass the borders of the seashore, but now they've been allowed to pass from the sea onto the solid ground of the earth. They have crept past the sands which border the sea and have caused the ground to become miry clay. The waters of Satan's lies are creeping further and further inland, and Satan's intent is to bring about a total overwhelming of his own doctrine on the earth, so that eventually there will be no solid ground for anyone to stand on, not even the elect children of God. If the time were not shortened, all solid ground would be taken over by the sea of lies, and all men would be drowned in Satan's sea of destruction. The image of the beast is the instrument which Satan is using to accomplish that final goal, and even Christians are ignorant of his devices. Christians sit in front of the image that speaks and watch forms and listen to words which present an alternate view of reality. The true reality is that God is pure and righteous, and that he and his ways should be glorified. But the image presents an alternate view of reality which suggests that the pleasures of earth are more important than heavenly things, and that earth's people can define their own system of right and wrong. Satan's image is destroying God's people by creating a false picture of righteousness. At the same time, because the hindrance to Satan has been removed, the science and technology of earth has increased totally out of proportion, and the inventions of man now convince mankind that whether or not God's word is followed explicitly may not be such a big thing after all. Satan is convincing mankind that they no longer need to trust in God, but can now begin to trust in their own power to create life and their own power to sustain life. Now, notice that the second beast of Revelation is that beast which rises up out of the earth. The first beast rose up out of the sea. The meanings of rising up out of the sea and rising up out of the earth describe the concept of the sea passing its normal boundaries. The second beast refers to the time of earth when the boundaries to Satan's lies are removed. The first beast has been able to work in the earth, but only within the hindrance that God placed on Satan at the Tower of Babel. The second beast is that beast nature of Satan, which has had the reins taken off and the bridle removed. The lies of Satan crossed the boundaries God had previously set, and the second beast came into view and is now manifesting the beast nature of Satan in a way which is unprecedented. This second beast began to bring about the miraculous. No, not the miraculous according to the Word of God, but the miraculous within the boundaries of human perspective. Notice in Revelation 13 that the miracles which the second beast is able to do are only done by the power of the first beast. And the first beast has its manifestation in the power of the air of this world. Satan is the prince of the power of the air. This means that Satan's power is through the physical manipulations of science and technology. Satan cannot work in the framework of God's word, but has chosen to overcome the power of God's word with the forces of this world. He relies not on God's word, but the God of forces. It is physical might and power which Satan relies on, and it is not just the might and power of armies, but also the might and power of the human mind to manipulate the physical resources of the universe. The people of earth have become susceptible to the second beast, and this second beast has brought about the discovery of electricity. Electricity is the fire of the heavens, and in this natural world, in this physical realm, the fire of the heavens has been pulled down to earth in order to supply mankind with a power to exalt themselves up to heaven. Just as the Tower of Babel was being built, the Tower of Great Babel is now being built, and Satan is quickly bringing together his beast structure of power. The minds of man are being quickly molded into a unified single purpose once again, where man has one unified mind and gives himself over to Satan in order to accomplish the goal of an earthly kingdom which no longer needs to look to God for help. It is Satan's intent to form the present-day world government back into the purity which was originally represented as gold, which means that he himself will sit on the throne of earth as the one and only ruler. Now, think about these things. Think about how we humans seem to be so ignorant, and we don't seem to be able to comprehend the unprecedented scientific and technological explosion. The earth is hurtling toward doomsday at unprecedented speed, and Satan is the one steering us. He is steering us by giving us directions on a daily basis, and most of his directives are subtly presented by his image of the beast. The people of earth are being taken over, and they are going to their deaths blindfolded. It's time to take off the blinders. It's time to have the scales removed from the eyes of God's people. No, the wicked will not see this until it's too late. The wicked will remain in Great Babylon and will suffer the destruction of the wrath of God. But Christians need to heed the call of God and come out of her. Come out of her, my children, and be not partaker of her sins, for her sins have reached unto heaven. Folks, the end is near. It is time to repent. It is time to wash our robes and to make ourselves presentable for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. There isn't much time. Christians need to come out from among the wicked and become a separate people of God. The hearts of Christians everywhere need to be revived. It is almost time for the final end. Will you heed the call to come out of Great Babylon? Or will you continue to bow before the image in your houses?